Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen with my sister-in-law, Laura Whiffler.
Hello, hello.
And before we get started today, we have a little exciting announcement. We finally made the jump and we got on Instagram, which I know has been around forever, but we just arrived as Risen Motherhood.
Yeah. We're Risen Motherhood is out of the dark ages. I feel like, we kept debating back and forth on just, you know, there's a lot that goes into another profile. So, but we're excited to be over there. And, we know there's a lot of you guys already over there. So go find us at Risen Motherhood. Made it easy. It's spelled just like it sounds, nothing complicated.
yeah, we're excited too, because they introduced those stories. Totally copied Snapchat, and Laura and I were like debating about whether or not we should get on Snapchat because we don't want to be old ladies, but it's also hard. So when they introduced that, we were like, oh, done. Oh, we're so on Instagram.
I know. I was so glad because I had a friend like teaching me Snapchat and I literally felt like a baby with an iPad for the first time. Like I was just like beating on it and then like something happened. I don't know what I did. You know, like Snapchat is not intuitive and totally an old lady. And it was kind of funny because the moment I figured it out, Instagram introduced those stories things and I was just like, peace out Snapchat. Like, it was real for the very few moments that I was on you. So,
So we'll try to keep you guys updated with like shows when they come out, behind the scenes stuff.
It'll be different than Facebook. It'll be like more encouragement, type of stuff. I don't know, articles that we're reading, things that we're using, like stuff that we just find as great resources. We'll be snapping. Look at me. I'm already saying that word. Doing stories of like little parts of our day. And, I don't know if there's something you want to see, let us know, but it'll be a little different than Facebook content. And if you're over on Instagram, come find us. We would love, to just see all of you guys over there.
Yeah. So, I guess we should hop into our topic for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always exciting. We're talking about just kind of the everyday moments and like at 3:01 PM at 8:23 PM,
very specific moments,
2 a.m. Just like the mundane parts of the day that don't necessarily have a special event or activity attached to them. We just want to talk about how those count. And that's what makes up most of our life.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we want to talk about the value of those things. And I know Emily and I both saw this Jen Wilkin interview about parenting until 5 p.m. And I think it was one of those things that convicted both of us of just really applying ourselves, you know, throughout the day all the time.
Yeah, I think one thing that she mentions in that interview, and we will definitely link to it in the show notes because it's totally worth watching, is just talking about this, I'm just killing time mindset. And I even said it yesterday. Last night I was talking to my parents and our kids have fevers and I was like trying to get to dinner time. And I was like, so if I come over, can we take a bath? They can take a bath. So that would burn some time. And like, I mean, it's just in my vocabulary of like, okay, so how do I get from point A to point B?
Yeah.
You know, what's going to make that clock tick as fast as possible? So whether you are home with your kids all day or you're home with your kids just in the evenings or just on the weekends, whenever you are around your kids, I think there is that temptation, especially when they're really little.
Yep.
And to just quote unquote kill time.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've talked to my friends that work or everybody who stays at home. I mean, either way, it definitely seems like one of those things that can easily, as a mom, you want to just pass the time. And mm-hmm. it's so important that whatever time we have with our kids, that it is intentional. And, I know that for me with my husband, like a lot of times when he's not home in the evenings and I don't really know that he's not going to be home until 5 o'clock, you know, I find out kind of later. I think sometimes I'm just like, okay, whole day's out the window. Like, you know, I can kind of want to be like, okay, let's go out to eat. I'm not going to make dinner, or let's just eat, you know, this junk for dinner, PB and J sandwiches for the second time of the day or whatever it may be. I know that I can totally want to just throw in the towel when I hear that he's not coming home and until after bedtime and, just try to survive the end of the day. That definitely tends to be my, sort of, yeah, kill the time, end of day stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think totally can relate to that. Just wanting to throw in the towel and like jump into survival mode. I feel like I have all these triggers that it's like, okay, if this happens or that happens or that happens, then we go into survival mode. Yes. And I like to pretend like those are only extreme things, but probably there's something that happens every day that can knock me into survival mode.
Totally.
And I don't know if you guys can relate to this or not, but like, I think I've always been a future living person. And so, you know, when you're in middle school, you're like, well, I'll do this when I'm in high school. When you're in high school, I'm going to be this way when I'm in college. Or when you're in college, it's, well, when I get married or when I have kids, I'm going to start this thing. And I can live that way as a mom too, of like, well, you know, this is an exception. Today is an exception. Tomorrow I'm going to do something different, or next week, or when the next season comes. And I think we just totally devalue like the importance of those moments when we're always just saying, oh, well, when 5 p.m. gets here or when tomorrow gets here, then I will do something more meaningful with my time.
Well, yeah, I think it like really ultimately comes down to, you know, what are we worshiping in that, you know, and is it something fun and exciting in the future or, you know, later this afternoon? Or is that we, you know, feel like, oh, okay, I only have to do something if someone's kind of around or if it's going to be seen and if it's going to be recognized. Or I know for me, like a lot of times I can just kind of get into the mode of wanting to complete tasks and it doesn't matter if somebody sees them, but like if I personally can check off something off my to-do list, like I feel like I often can value that over, you know, really investing intentionally with my kids. And so, I don't know, you kind of have to look right at some of those things that you're worshiping.
Right. Exactly. We've talked about that on other episodes too. I think maybe Idols of a Mom's Heart. Mm-hmm. So we'll link to that in the show notes. And I mean, what we're doing at Risen Motherhood, which we try to talk about every week, is like giving this broader perspective of our calling, that it is to pass along the gospel to our children. And it happens in, you know, yes, in the big exciting moments, and it happens, you know, at church and, you know, when you send them to VBS or you, you know, do a devotional time, but it also happens in like all of the everyday moments and the things where you don't necessarily have your Bible out or you don't necessarily have, you know, a specific agenda that you're trying to teach your kids. And I think we just need to be cautious. Like, what is our perspective of passing along faith? Is it that kind of big, broad view? Or is it just, you know, well, as long as I meet these basic checkpoints, that's all that matters. Well, yeah, I don't know. Is that making sense?
Yeah, no, totally. And I think like when you are in these little years, you have a 2, 3, 4 year old, you know, like a lot of times we're like, oh, we have so much time, you know, like we can shape and form them later. And really we have such little time, moms. Like, I mean, there is the formative years, it's like through junior high, and then they're starting to look to other people, you know, to help shape them. And that's when we have to set these moral compasses now. And I think it's really important that we're viewing our role as important today. And like Emily said, not waiting for that second season. You know, I'll do that when they're in preschool. I'll do that when they're in grade school, you know, but looking at, hey, these little years, they really matter. And like, we need to be intentional today.
Yeah, seriously. My oldest just turned 4, like a couple days ago.
Happy birthday.
And I had that crisis moment, exactly what you're talking about, Laura, where I just realized like, ooh, his like, most intense, you know, young training years are past us, you know. I think that obviously there's still lots of time and opportunity, but it is amazing how fast it does go in hindsight. Yeah. And now I look back already with my oldest and go, man, I wish I would have done this or that a little bit different, but.
Yep. Totally.
Well, that happens to every oldest child. So,
so when we're talking about this, guys, it can kind of sound kind of vague of just like, okay, so we need to be intentional. So what does that look like? And to be super clear, just like from the get-go, what we are not saying is that, you know, you have to be doing something so important and like, you know, from the outsider's perspective, super intentional, every second of every day. What we're saying is that we just really want you to be aware of like, where your time is going and how it's being spent. That doesn't mean TV is wrong. Doesn't mean the iPad's wrong. It just means, you know, how are you managing those things? And do you have a handle on those things? And, you know, are you saying, hey, I'm first using my time for the kingdom, and everything else can kind of fall into place under that. And Em, do you want to kind of start us off as we get into that? Cause I know you had some thoughts.
Yeah. So, a while back, my husband and I went to this talk. It was actually about technology, but Tim Challies was sharing, and he kind of introduced this concept that I'd really not heard explicitly presented before. And kind of the idea is that we make more impact in our children's lives in the daily moments over the course of years. You know, the things that you do 5 days a week or, you know, 7 days a week at 9 a.m. or at 7 p.m., you know, just those little things make more impact than those big events that happen in your child's life. And it's kind of backwards, but it's the things like, well, how did you speak to them every day? You know, what did you emphasize in life? You know, were you available? Were you distracted? Were you stressed? You know, what were those things? That is what is going to build who they are. And it's not necessarily like what you did for holidays or, you know, those things are important and like, yes, they're going to make memories, but that's not really what's going to shape their character.
Yeah. I know I can speak to this personally of just like seeing my parents as I grew up and they were hosting and serving and, you know, like there was constantly people in our house and there was, you know, it was never like this big talk about like, oh, this is why we serve. But I saw it lived out every single day of people. Mm-hmm. Our house was a revolving door. And I know that like a lot of that comes today. Like I feel like I channel that. I saw my parents live that out and do that faithfully and do that humbly and willingly. And so today, like that's something that I know I've applied in our life. And it's because I saw that lived out every day from my parents, not just on big, you know, just over Christmas or big holidays and things like that.
Right. And so that's kind of what we're trying to talk about today is how can we take, you know, live out our faith and see those moments as important. Mm-hmm. And I think we know that we should value that because that's what God tells us that he values in scripture, that it is the humble moments. It's the prayers that we do when no one is watching and the way we're faithfully disciplining our children when, you know, we don't have any reward on the horizon necessarily. And it's the mundane work that we're doing that we don't get thanked for. And when we do all of those things out of a heart of worship to God, with a desire to just see him be glorified and to pass our faith along, like that is a beautiful thing. And God values that.
Yeah. And there are so many biblical examples of people who have really taken the time to live intentionally and to, just trust God in those mundane moments and not see it as just like, oh, I have to get to the end. I mean, we can take Paul, for example, his time in jail and, you know, when he was just unable to do, you know, kind of that physical part of his ministry, he still was intentional. He wrote letters. He, you know, encouraged the church from where he could. Like he did what he could where he was at to be intentional for the cause for Christ. Or maybe the Proverbs 31 woman, you know, she is a rock star. That woman, I mean, every time I read that passage, I'm just like, okay, I need to be a little bit more like industrious, you know? And,
she's just like hustling.
Yeah. She's like a real estate rock star, you know, and she's waking up early. She's caring for her family. She sees things, sees opportunities and she, you know, she acts on them. And so, I don't know, we can continue to go on. Ruth, I think this was a good one of just, you know, she continued to be faithful when she was with Naomi and, you know, doing that mundane work and going out and gleaning in the fields. And then she met Boaz and, you know, ultimately that became a great redemption story and part of the ultimate redemption story. And God used that, you know, her being faithful in the small things to really carry out his plan.
Yeah. And there's so many good examples. I think we see that all throughout scripture, exactly what Laura is saying, that people were going about their lives and it was part of God's greater narrative and, you know, of this redemption story. And it wasn't meaningless work. There were no like meaningless moments. And we need to think of our lives the same way. And Jesus was that way. Yeah. You know, thankfully he didn't come to earth and go, well, I'll start obeying God as soon as my public ministry starts. Yeah. No, like he lived faithfully as a carpenter. He was he obeyed his parents as a child. He was faithful even before his public ministry started. And then again, thankfully he didn't go, Well, I just have to get to the cross. you know, he did have like a point in time that he was kind of working towards on Earth.
Yeah.
But he's still along the way, every person that he met, he was faithful in his interactions and he was intentional to, you know, reflect God and obey God in each of those moments. And they all mattered. It wasn't like just the cross that mattered. And I think that's just a good example for us as we are trying to model a life lived like Christ, that there may be big moments in our lives that are important, but we don't just say, oh, well, none of these other things matter up until those big moments.
Well, yeah. And so, you know, if we're looking towards that long goal, we do have to look at the path of what it's going to take to get there. And much of that, as we kind of said before, is shaped in these really, really little years, you know, and like we have, again, it's such a short amount of time when you look at the long picture, and anyone who has a child older than, you know, one can say like, it really does go as fast as they say it does. And so, I think a big thing of this is just like intentionally structuring our day to fill those moments well, instead of burning through them. So the opposite of what we were talking about.
Right. And I think for me, I'm just trying to remove the words, you know, how can I kill time, or how can I burn through this, or how can we get to the end of the day, or how can we get to bedtime? Like, I'm just trying to remove those phrases from my vocabulary, because when they come out, I realize that's what I'm doing. And I can do it with things other than TV too. We can do you know, by running mindless errands, or, you know, going to Target for the 100th time when you don't need to, or whatever. Like, I think there's a ton of ways we can do this. And so we're just saying, how can we look at our day and not view it as trying to run out time, but instead say, hey, this time matters. And it's okay that we go do these other things, as long as we don't see it as kind of a waste, I guess.
Yeah, completely. And I think that it is like speaking to your children and, you know, every moment about Christ, you know, seeing connections between God's word and like your kids' lives. You know, a lot of that is done through just communication and pointing out the gospel to your kids. So much of it, as we talked about too, is like your actions. So, you know, how are you responding to your kids? What are you valuing? Where are you going all the time? You know, what are you spending your time dragging your kids along? Like Emily said, is it a mindless errand? And that's okay at a certain point, but then like overall, what are they going to say? Hey, this is where my mom took us all the time, you know, or, you know, we went and we served in this place, or we volunteered over here, or we were at church, or, you know, they are watching all those things. I mean, too, you can think about like your kids when they start talking and saying things and you're like, oh, I must say that a lot, you know, like you start realizing, and that's like, it's just going to be greater amplified in the future of, this is where my mom spent her time, and this is how she did things, and this is how she responded when I did something wrong. Here's how she responded, you know? And so they're watching that, and they can see the gospel played out in the way that you live every single day. They are seeing Christ, and that's what we want to show them, is how Christ would respond and where Christ would spend his time. And so just being more purposeful with how we structure our days so that we are making every moment matter.
Yeah. And so there is no perfect time to start. It's right now.
Yeah. Wherever don't wait. You are, like literally right after you listen to the show, mom. Okay.
start thinking about how you're just like living out your faith for them right now, not waiting until a more convenient time or a more exciting time. So yeah, that's what we want to encourage you guys to do today. All right. Is there anything else, Laura?
No, go follow us on Instagram, please.
Yeah. Definitely do the Instagram thing. Leave us a rating and a review on iTunes if you think of it. That's super helpful to us. It helps get the word out, helps other people know what they have to look forward to if they listen to this.
Exactly.
And I don't know. I think
that's it. Yeah. All right. Go forth. Be intentional.
All right. See you guys.